Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my clearest recollections from attending church as a young child was our yearly celebration of All Saints Day. That may seem a bit peculiar to some of you because many churches today don't even observe All Saints Day. And so the fact that it would stand out in the experience of a young boy to the extent that he would then remember it as a grown man is, I guess, a bit strange. But the reason I remember that yearly service is because my dad would always read the names of all the people from our congregation that had died over the past year, as I did for us today, followed then by a tolling of the church bell. That yearly ritual made that service memorable. And it also always made me think that All Saints Day was a day about those who had died in Christ. And that makes sense given our Catholic roots. For in the Roman Catholic Church, All Saints Day is a day to commemorate all the saints of God. But that only refers to those who have lived exemplary lives in Christ, who then after they have died, have now been sainted by the church. In the Roman Catholic Church, All Saints Day commemorates only a relatively small number of deceased Christians, because most who have died in the faith have not been so sainted by the church yet. But again, as in the Lutheran Church, All Saints Day has to do with those who have died. But the saints of God, at least according to God's written word, which is our spiritual authority, is not only about those who have died, or conversely, only about those who are living. It is about those who are in Christ, dead or alive. As Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome and Corinth and Ephesus and Philippi, he referred to them as the saints, the holy ones in Christ Jesus. For you see, a saint of God is anyone in whom God dwells. Those who have been forgiven of their sins through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that is then received through faith. You and I are thus saints of God. Our deceased loved ones in the faith are saints of God. The apostles and the prophets and the martyrs are saints of God. And the little babies and little children in this congregation who have been baptized into the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are saints of God. So you see, when we talk of the saints, we're not just talking about Christians who have died. We are also very much so speaking of Christians who are still living. And thus, any celebration deemed All Saints Day should by necessity recognize all the saints of God, not just some. But there's only one place and one time when all the saints of God will be together as one church, one people, one bride, and that is on the day of our Lord's return. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, St. Paul wrote these words. He said, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." It's on that day that the words of John in Revelation chapter 7, the words of our text this morning, will be lived out for all eternity. That is the day that John saw in his great revelation. He saw All Saints' Day. He saw the multitude of believers from every nation and language and time, past, present, and future, standing before the throne of Jesus, clothed in the white robes of his righteousness, and worshiping God. And as the saints of God served and worshiped him on his throne, they did so with every hurt vanquished and every need erased. We come here today on this All Saints Day not merely to commemorate the saints of God who have gone before us, but also to celebrate and to anticipate that day when we will be reunited with all of our deceased believing loved ones, and then united for the first time with the likes of Moses and Elijah and David and Ruth and Mary and Joseph and Peter, James, and John and Martin Luther and Mother Teresa and our future baptized and believing great, 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 great grandchildren, having them been born yet, just to name a few. And we will be raised from the dead, and we will join together in one voice as one people, and we will worship God in his kingdom of heaven on that day and on into eternity forever. And we will do all that because we have been made to be saints of God, his holy ones, through the forgiveness purchased for us by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Thus, while we do remember on this All Saints' Day our members who have in this past year fallen asleep in Jesus, we also anticipate that great and only All Saints' Day yet to come. But most of all, we celebrate and we thank God for the gift of his Son Jesus, by whose sacrifice this day and that day even exist. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.